Donald Trump's remark this week that he will protect women, quote, whether the women like it or not.
It actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies.
Speaking in Wisconsin, Harris reminded people that Donald Trump has said women should be punished for their choices, and he's spoken with great pride about taking away abortion rights. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today 8,000 North Korean troops in Russia are being trained and moving closer to the border with Ukraine, where they could engage in combat in the coming days. He called out China, saying it should be deeply concerned about what's happening.
We agree that China should do more to curb the DPRK's provocative actions and to stop support for Russia's defense industrial base, which is helping to perpetuate the conflict and the aggression by Russia in Ukraine.
North Korea also test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile today for the first time in almost a year. Israel said today rocket barrages fired from Lebanon have killed 7 people in northern Israel. And Ben Brown from the BBC reports Israel is warning more people to leave southern Lebanon.
For the second day running, the Israeli military have issued evacuation orders because they've been targeting what they say is Hezbollah terrorist infrastructure in and around Baalbek. That is an ancient city. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site with extraordinary Roman temples there. But there have been airstrikes. 19 people were killed there yesterday, and there were more airstrikes today.
The death toll from flooding in Spain has now reached 158 people, with dozens still missing. Some rowdy crowds in Los Angeles celebrated the Dodgers World Series win. Mayor Karen Bass.
As we prepare for tomorrow, we will work to keep Angelino safe, as always, alleviate traffic, and ensure that we welcome the Dodgers back home in style and safety.
The Dodgers plan to celebrate their championship tomorrow with a parade downtown and a celebration at Dodger Stadium. On Wall Street, the Dow finished off 378. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A semi-truck carrying cardboard went up in flames this morning on I-94 near the county line. Racine County emergency teams got the first call for the fire at just before 4 this morning. 3 lanes of traffic were shut down as firefighters battled wind-fueled flames. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Governor Evers joined Racine officials yesterday to break ground on a new $68 million King Community Center and Health Center. That's a project supported by a $20 million state grant. The facility, set to open in 2026, will house Racine's first federally qualified health center. That means it'll be providing integrated medical, dental, and behavioral health care. It won't shock anyone to know Wisconsin is as purple as it gets. Polls throughout the election season have remained close to 50-50. Now we're getting one last look before Tuesday. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The latest Marquette poll has Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a dead heat here in the Badger State. It shows Harris with 50% of the vote and Donald Trump with 49%. That's when participants must choose one of the two. But when people were allowed to remain undecided in those surveys, it's 48% Harris and 47% Trump. It's the last Marquette poll before the election.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place this evening in many places, including the cities of Racine and Kenosha. Racine has it from 5 to 7, with Kenosha kids getting an extra hour from 4 to 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
The Packers shorthanded. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3, the Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Under cloudy skies with showers tapering off to light drizzle this afternoon and winds whipping. Sustained at 30 miles per hour, gusts could reach near 50, which is why a wind advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. That'll be crashing our temperatures spooky cold throughout the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 57.
Musical news and timeless hints from the Beatles and Hello Goodbye on WRJN. Here's something from Beatles history. On this date in 1959, the Quarrymen decided to change their name to Johnny and the Moondogs. The band were in Liverpool auditioning for the Carol Leavis show. The Quarrymen, of course, featured John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey there, Robin.
Hey there, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Do you remember some of the things you received in your trick-or-treat bag growing up? Good things or bad things?
Yeah, I actually do. From what? Until we were banned from trick-or-treating growing up. But yeah, the one thing that we would get all the time is popcorn balls.
Oh, yeah. Didn't like that?
Not really, no. Because you never know how long they've been sitting around. And
right.
And then there's always someone who gave raisins.
Well, a new survey asked kids for some of the worst trick-or-treating items they got, and here are some of the responses. This person said, this old lady used to give us prayer cards.
Oh, I remember that, too. Yep.
A hard-boiled egg.
What?
Yeah. A no dentist way. Near my house, it says, used to give out toothbrushes and those little things of floss.
Oh, I bet you he was popular.
Yeah, exactly. 1 year, a woman ran out of candy, so she started giving out canned vegetables. we don't get trick-or-treaters so much at our house. Our neighborhood, we never have. If we're lucky, if we get two or three trick-or-treaters all night. But at our old house, when we first moved in, we had no idea what to expect, and we ran out of candy 1 year.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we started searching around the house trying to find things to give away, and we had little things of certs.
Certs? Do they even make those anymore?
They did at the time. I remember certs. But I just remember this one kid running down so excited. He was running down the pathway to his mom, and he's like, Mom, certs!
That's so lame. Did you have a pack of them, or did you just hand out one?
No,
you opened the pack and gave out one.
No, it was a pack. I kept telling my wife, I said, pretty soon we're going to have to give out individually wrapped slices of American cheese.
It's like the egg. Oh, my gosh. Why would people think an egg is a good gift? Was it hard-boiled?
It says hard-boiled egg, yeah.
What, do they have salt, little salt packets, too, in there?
Another one said saltine crackers, by the way.
Oh, great. Yeah. Nope. Mm-mm-mm.
All right. That's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. Happy Halloween, Robin.
Have a happy Halloween.
I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
local news, and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Those ghosts and goblins might have to wear a coat tonight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 37. Tomorrow, Friday, sunshine and a high near 50.
Hello, it's me.
she was just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. We walk on, to my door, We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day. Single day singing.
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A semi-truck carrying cardboard went up in flames this morning on I-94 near the county line. Racine County emergency teams got the first call for the fire at just before 4 this morning. Three lanes of traffic were shut down as firefighters battled wind-fueled flames. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Kenosha's very own Gavin Lux will have another ring to show off. Lux, a second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, added another World Series ring to his collection last night with the Dodgers beating the Yankees. Lux won a championship as part of the 2020 team as well. And slow it down this afternoon. Racine will have trick-or-treating from 5 to 7 today, with Kenosha offering kids an extra hour from 4 to 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wind advisory continues this evening for gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high near 50. And more sun for Saturday into the upper 50s. Rain likely Sunday. It's 55 right now.
Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I love this. A woman recently celebrated her 104th birthday, and a reporter asked her, what do you think is the best thing about being 104? And without hesitation, she replied, no peer pressure.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. You're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Thank you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. And now our company's website, civicmedia.us, features a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates and races right down to your district. You'll also find information on when, where, and how to vote. So log on to civicmedia.us/voter-guide and be a voter this fall.
Well, since she put me down,
help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda.
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is Captain Crunch's full name is Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. But you can call him Horatio.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Let's go.
walking on down the line.
Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Hey, low and tight now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep to your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Tammy McCormick with